All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Cold open, new episode of the Real Life Podcast, live from downtown Los Angeles. Gentlemen.
Hello.
Yeah, we realized we didn't do one Thursday because we kind of got in at weird points. And
we got in late. Jay got in late.
So we're doing a little nice right in the middle episode of the Real Life Podcast.
We are recording in our room right now, and I feel like people would like to know that Liam created himself a little nest in the room.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy to travel with.
Thank you. This isn't the first time we've traveled together.
It's not the first time we've traveled together. It's the first time I've roomed with you, though.
Yeah.
That is true.
We were in a kind of like, we're in the Marriott Courtyard / Residence Inn.
Yes,
we're on
the residence side.
So we have like a kitchen. We're all in it. It's got three beds. Liam made a ground floor bed
which
to accommodate us.
Arguably more comfortable than Tyler's bed.
Tyler, would you agree? Because you are on that bed.
I wouldn't have taken the trade because I like to fall asleep staring at a television, so I wouldn't have that ability. Based off comfort, Liam on the floor is better than the pillow couch.
So I guess people are probably wondering, what is my bed?
Yes.
It is just the cushions from Tyler's pullout couch.
Yep.
But they're thick.
It works out very well.
They are thick.
I've pieced it together nicely so that there's no gaps.
It's a nice piece of Tetris, a nice little bit of Tetris you've been doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
It is good.
Yeah, you'd feel them.
Yeah. But I've
You'd
managed to line it
knowing
up.
They're like, oh, these damn gaps. You'd be thinking that in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not thinking about that in my dreams.
No.
Thinking about a Stanley Cup.
That's right. Stanley Cup dreams. Probably when the next meal is.
Okay. So, again, we're not going to talk a ton of Oilers here. We'll save that stuff for the ON Everydays and the pregame Oilers shows.
If we have
to. Yeah, past Oilers if we have to. Also, Jay, you need to talk into the mic.
Oh.
There you go.
Maybe that's why I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, maybe. But travel-wise... One thing that's really stood out so far, Liam can always eat.
Man's gotta eat.
And not even that, there's not even a point where it seems like you're never satisfied.
Yeah, we just finished lunch. bought two big bags of chips.
My lunch sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
I had
Yeah, you barely ate it. That's
hey,
fair.
By the way, if you're listening to this right now, could you tweet at me and tell me if blue cheese is the same as what?
Gorgonzola.
But you can't fucking Google it.
Yeah, so
Bag Milk can't Google it.
No,
listeners
can. No, I don't even want a listener who's going to Google it and then
just
give you a Google search.
Well, there's a listener that's just as wise as me out there that knows that they're one and the same.
And that's what we're looking for.
So we set a rule this weekend that if we did not know something, we had to bring back the bar conversation.
Yeah, so like this is something me and my friends kind of started doing where it's like, you know, the art of like a good bar conversation is dead. It's a How I Met Your Mother bit originally where they joke about how like back in the old, quote, old days, pre, you know, smartphones, I guess, their thing was like, what's the number one bar food in America? And they got into a very big debate about like what it is. Is it the cheeseburger? Is it chicken wings? Whatever, right? And it created a conversation. And then you flash forward to smartphones and it's like, bing, 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 Google it, conversation's over. And then everyone's just sitting there on their phones. So what we like to do is now when there is a debate like that, it's like no one can, it's a like Google, what would you call it?
Google free zone.
Google free zone. No one search, can look it up.
There might be some bingers out there and I don't want to alienate you.
Sure. And you need to come by the answer honestly. And then next time you're with all those people, you can have the answer to your question.
And yeah,
then
they the conversation.
And it creates a conversation. So we did that today. Is blue cheese and gorgonzola cheese the same?
They're also, the same. They are the
feels
same.
Feels like the same.
But it's funny because same restaurant and you got it with as blue cheese and you got it as gorgonzola.
Well, I didn't really read the menu.
I didn't know what it was.
It might have. I didn't really read it. I just saw a mixed green salad with some grilled salmon.
I'm telling you, they are one and the same.
Because we started this last night because we were arguing about Adrian Kempe. How many goals he scored last year.
Still don't know.
Still have no idea. Can't ask.
Could be zero.
Yeah, it could be zero.
Ooh, maybe if we see a program today at the game, we can find it out there.
That's the only way to find out because you'll ask Kings fan. They won't know.
Maybe we can go to the archives.
Great point.
Yeah, I got to go to the archives.
Maybe ask an usher.
Ooh, yeah. Maybe someone in a Kempe jersey. That's the one thing I wanted to ask that one Scott Disick looking MF-er that you got into it with.
Yeah, he's
name five Kings.
And like, don't look at the ice right now. Like, name them right now.
I'm not fucking look at the ice. Yeah, but you have to say their first name too.
That'd be good. That guy didn't love me or us, but I stood out.
Did he just, had one chirp, right?
He had one.
And then you just really let him know about
it. In your lifetime?
Have you seen a Stanley Cup in your lifetime? And I was like, buddy, two straight, about to be three straight years, big dog. And then I hit him with the too short. I don't know why.
Reasonably sized man.
Nah, too short for me.
You're not.
I'm tall. I'm like Luke Gazdick size.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Seems to be no way to prove that if we put a Google ban on it.
Well, I did Google it previous to this rule. Found out he is taller than you. At least so saith the record books.
Yeah, but that's probably him on skates.
The guy in record books suggests otherwise.
NHL stat lines when it comes to height and weight are always flawed anyways. Only for the shorter people. Like they're often 2 inches taller.
Yeah, like Troy Stetcher, I think, is listed at like 5'10". He ain't 5'10". He is not 5'10". I haven't seen Troy Stetcher yet in this series. Haven't even seen him wandering around. Remember last year when we came? The last 2 years. We always eventually just see the black aces.
Yeah, usually. Like, I've been on Fanti watch the whole time we've been here, and I still haven't seen him.
No Fanti sightings yet.
Although Banjo Guy said...
Banjo Guy's seen everyone.
Yeah, Banjo Guy's on the move.
But he's out on the prowl. Yeah. Like he's going to the right spots.
Yeah.
We're trying to haphazardly find
him. Banjo Guy's got his like whole jersey signed now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Interesting to talk to Banjo Guy about his like game day routine and just the struggles he has getting into crypto.
Yes. Yeah.
Crypto don't like Banjo Guy.
They have this rule apparently that's very loose, but very, very strict if you're an Oilers fan that you can only have half of your face painted.
It's really only for Banjo Guy because I saw other people with full face paint.
Yeah. There was a lot of Kings fans in the Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Banjo Guy.
Was Will Ferrell at game three?
He was not.
Because I feel like we were in the same section that he would be in. Like he'd be obviously like two or three rows up from the glass. But I feel like we were in the same zone as him.
I think so.
Yeah. If he was there.
Yeah.
He had better things to do.
That one guy.
He had a movie to shoot.
Yeah. Mm. Or just his life to live. He's probably eating ramen outside the food truck. There's this food truck outside. And when we were flying down to Los Angeles, all I could think about is, I hope that ramen truck is still there because it was so good, especially post-win ramen.
Yes.
It was electric the other day.
Some of the best type of ramen out there.
We've eaten there a bunch of times now.
Yeah, two straight nights.
Yeah, and I'll likely get a nightcap of ramen tonight as well.
Yeah, probably tonight too. It's great. Last night we went to go for dinner. Didn't really think it through. Lakers game just ended. Everywhere was full. Back to the ramen truck.
Well, hold up. Can we also talk about that? Not everywhere was full.
What do you mean?
Everywhere was at about 50% capacity.
Well,
we could see 10 clean tables.
Yes.
And they would just be like, 40-minute wait. Yeah. Hire more people. Clearly you're busy enough. You should know it's a Lakers game day.
Yeah. Like
it was also a Saturday night.
They probably were planning for the Lakers to lose.
That's fair
because Thursday was very quiet.
Yeah, it was very quiet.
Yeah, it was lost. Down.
But it was also Thursday versus a Saturday.
One
thought a win's a win.
Friday, bro.
Friday was Kings. Thursday night was Lakers.
Mini Friday.
Yeah, mini Friday.
You got to hold the mic a little closer.
I'm holding it. You can't hear me?
You're a little quiet.
I got to put this close. Friday. Thursday is mini Friday.
Friday light. The weird thing, though, this year at LA Live, if you've never been there, it's just like essentially a big square with like some bars and restaurants on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. And then that's right across the street from Crypto. This year, they're doing a big construction thing in the middle.
Yeah,
it kind of kills the vibe a little bit.
Really weird timing.
I know construction, like Jay said the other day, the construction is what it is, but.
Yeah, it's weird though, right? Like right in the middle of when you know playoffs are for your big sports, like you're going to do that.
All three teams made it.
Yeah, Clippers, Lakers, Kings, and all three will be out in round one.
Yeah.
One thing I want to talk about, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about, was yesterday. Great day of relaxation and sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Went to the par three golf course from the Windrift Hotel. We stayed there last year.
Yep.
It was excellent.
Such a fun course.
Yep. It's a beautiful little area.
Then Manhattan Beach. Got a little sun, a little sand. Mm-hmm. Dipped my toesies in the ocean.
I touched the ocean.
You did? Watched the waves. Excellent.
Which was fun. Didn't see any dolphins this year.
The bummer about yesterday, though. Round of golf, Tyler won.
I won. Shot a 33.
I am shit. I lost. We were going to go back to that same golf course after the beach because Jay and Tyler had a fantastic bet on the table.
Yeah, so we were going to go back, play our second round of the day. The first round of the day, the bet was loser buys the group a bottle of rosé wherever we go for lunch. Jay came through on his bet. It was a lovely bottle.
Yep.
So we had our brosé moment. Mm, we crushed a number of beers during golf and then on the beach. And then when we were going back to play our second round of golf for the day, I was like, all right, Jay, you were kind of saying, what's round two going to be for? And I didn't have a lot of great ideas. You threw out just straight $50 cash. And then I said, well, we both have talked about how a Dylan Holloway jersey would look nice in our collections.
Yes.
So maybe we should play each other for a Dylan Holloway jersey, which is in sober sight, hindsight, but when you're no longer drunk.
It's a big bet.
It was a big bet. And I might have been biting off more than I could chew.
Maybe.
I beat you by five strokes looser. The first time.
You did. You destroyed me.
But you were loose. Yeah.
A tiger mat.
And I don't think I golf great when I'm drunk. I think I golf better when I'm sober. So we get to the par three golf course, walk up to the gentleman sitting in the pro shop, and we're like, hey, can we go and golf? Yeah, you need clubs. Yeah, we need a set of lefties, set of righties. And he was like, sadly, I gave away my two sets of righties to one group. You good there, Liam?
Lefties.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, this is par for the course.
Once Liam's done touching his mic, we'll continue.
I wasn't touching it.
we could hear. All right.
Well, it's very uncomfortable. Anyways,
So Liam right now is currently sitting between two beds on an ottoman, but that he's kind of turned into a lazy boy situation.
It looks nice.
Very comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So we go and the guy's like, I gave my two sets of lefties to a group. And we're like, okay, well, like how far away are they? Like when they come back, can we just go then? And he was like, no, we'll be closed by then. Okay, why? Like how long? It's a par three, 9-hole course, right?
Yeah.
He's like, well, they're only on like hole two. And I was like, okay, they're the same group though. Yes. Well, can we go up to them and ask them if maybe we could take the one set and then get the other set? They won't say yes.
We tried that and they said no.
Yeah.
He's like, they're much bigger than you.
Yeah, that was an odd comment.
Yeah,
like,
very
that was
odd
a weird
comment.
Qualifier.
Also, like, Jay, we're both pretty big guys.
Oh. Yeah, but it's just weird how like, they weird phrase it. Like, I'm wondering if they came in and kind of bullied those guys and they feel a little...
Oh, maybe.
Like...
Yeah, so anyways, he's like, no, you can't do that. And we're kind of bummed out because we had our high hopes for this match. It was going to be great content. It was going to be a great little bit of competition. I really wanted to play golf again, all of that stuff. So we go stand outside the pro shop, and it was like, well, what? If we give them $20, you're going to say they're not going to let us have those clubs? So Jay gave me $20 and said, go on your way. And I got right to around the first tee box, and I guess the guy came out and talked to you guys first.
I ain't snitching.
Yeah, he came out and was like, is he going to, what'd he say?
Is he going to get those clubs? And I'm like, I don't know.
So he comes kind of darting down at me while I'm walking like, hey, you're not going to get those clubs, are you? And I was like, just going for a walk, which I mean, you're cooked at that point.
Yeah. Because
if you come back with the clubs, then he's going to be pissed. And he was like, you can't just go on the course. And I was like, I just walking. It's golfers only. And he made me come back, and we weren't allowed to go even ask. He was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
Like, what is in it? Like, what could he possibly lose out on from me going and walking up to this group and being like, hey, guys, do you mind if we take those clubs?
He would have charged double rental for those things being on the course.
Yeah, and he also would have sold four more tee times.
Yeah.
We also, worth noting, three of us shared one set.
Yeah.
No problem.
Because I'm the only lefty in the group.
Yeah, we navigated it fine.
Mm-hmm. Very easily. It's a par three course.
It's a par three course. You should all almost be at the same spots most of the time.
Unless you're
vicinity.
Me.
It was annoying. So we didn't get to play our round of golf. It was upsetting.
I really want to cover, like, so my whole plan was I was going to go live on the Oilers Nation Instagram. I was going to be covering this head to head, a tete a tete. It would have been great. That guy ruined it.
I know.
He ruined
I know.
A good fun. Bit.
I know. It's all good.
Sad.
It's gives us something to play for on the hopefully next road trip.
Hopefully next
somewhere
road
else.
Trip. Yeah. Find a par three course wherever we end up. Dial her in. But this one's just so nice.
I know. It's the best. If like you,
it's,
yeah.
It's in such like a tight little area. So like walking,
I wish we
it just
stayed
feels
there,
great.
But it's just given how much content we have to do and equipment we need to lug around.
With if you're sense. If you're in Los Angeles and you like golf, that it's the Wind Drift Hotel. Check
West,
it out.
West Drift.
West Drift?
West Drift.
West Drift Hotel.
Yeah, I've been saying
if you're
the wrong
a Bonvoy thing. Member I've like me, saying, it's also a Bonvoy Hotel member hotel.
Mm.
I've been saying the wrong hotel.
Me yes. Too. Me the too. Wind Drift, good luck.
So yeah, that was our day off yesterday. The beach was great.
It was great. And then we were, you know what, in the rack early.
We were out pretty early. We went and got street food because, again, we misread the restaurant situation. And then we were in the room watching King Stars. King Stars ends. We were all right to bed.
Kings playing the Stars, eh?
Golden Knights Stars ended, and we were all right to bed.
Nice. I had a
foggy memory of that game for me.
Why?
He was tired.
Yeah, I was sleepy.
Tyler was a little delirious last night. I think yeah. I think all the hard work was catching up to
him. I had
a lot of sun, a lot of fresh air.
I had a little case of the giggles, I guess is a good way to put it.
That ocean breeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was high off the ocean lifestyle, mm-hmm. enjoying the water. And,
island life.
You got a lot of steps in.
I did get a lot of steps in.
You know?
So yeah, that was great.
It was fantastic.
And honestly, we were all out by midnight.
Oh, easy.
Easy. Jay was out earlier than that.
Yeah, I was tired. And I slept till 9 a.m. Pacific, which is 10 a.m. home time.
I never do that either.
We got 9 or 10 hours of sleep each.
That was never. Wild.
Yeah.
For me, most of the time, 7:30 Mountain, I'm up. At the latest,
yeah. No, I'll probably have woken up twice already and just try to put myself back to sleep.
Yeah.
To stay up that late.
What?
That was crazy. Did you guys see that?
What's that?
The odds.
On this book, though, on the
so
book
we're
that
watching
we're on TV.
The Canucks Predators right now, and the odds for the Canucks to win the series was -235, and the Preds were +255.
Damn.
Oh, geez.
That didn't make sense.
A little sprinkle on the pedigrees.
Oh, that's crazy.
What is with guys getting hit in the face today?
Oh, my God.
There has been, it's a theme for today. I think this is the third person now we've seen get hit in the head with a puck.
Unbelievable.
Hopefully, Namestnikov's okay because I think he's got the worst of it.
Yeah, anyone, that one was
but
bad.
It was Yossi, Tyler Myers, and Vlad Namestnikov.
That was bad. Not good. No bueno.
Oh.
Mm. Wow.
Do you know one thing that's funny is seeing the different commercials they have down here for sports, for athletes. Like there was one before and it had UC Soros and Ryan O'Reilly in it talking about, what were they talking about, Tyler? Insurance? Friendship.
Yeah, something. No goals. Oh, savings.
Savings.
What are your savings goals? No goals.
No goals.
What are your home goals? No goals. Soros doesn't have goals. Wow. There. Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of like
different
athlete sponsored stuff.
It'd be nice if Soros had no goals. You know, it was a first shot goal today.
Because the Canucks shoot 3 pucks a game and 2 of them go in.
Well, they shoot probably 50 pucks a game and 3 of them get through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got such a good vantage point of the Hollywood sign right now.
Oh, wow. Do you ever?
Surprising they don't light it up at night. Disappointing to me.
It really is weird. Like, that would be a very simple way to make it look cooler.
This is a strange city.
What's on your
mind? Go on. Unpack us of that.
I just feel like there's not a lot going on for, like, a major city. No, like, right downtown.
Well,
like,
it's Sunday. We walk downtown.
No, I know. But like last couple of days, it's, like, LA Live, and then, like, it's kind of it.
But I think that's the bubble you're in.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know. I just felt like it was going to be
more happening.
Yeah, more hip happening.
But like Manhattan Beach was happening.
Yeah, that's you go outside of it.
Yeah, you go like downtown cool. LA, it's people go there to work, so it kind of empties out over the weekend.
Yeah, there's not a lot of play spots, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Even just like we were trying to find a place to go to eat for lunch, a lot of stuff closed today.
Yeah.
Obviously Sunday. Serving the business crowd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just such
like,
a wide
is this another city right over there? Or like
probably.
Another city?
Well, they're all. It's just this whole like, I don't know what they call a greater LA area, but
LA metropolitan maybe.
There is. It's just a bunch of cities conjoined.
Are they cities though?
Yeah.
Like, do they all have their? Is there
Santa Monica is a city?
Is there a mayor of Manhattan Beach?
Yeah.
Mayor of Hollywood.
There's a mayor of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood's its own city.
Yeah. Hollywood, yeah. California.
When we left Manhattan Beach, you said goodbye from the city of Manhattan Beach. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're all cities.
I thought it was just like, bad way to put it, suburbs, but like,
no, little, yeah, the visions they're not of like, Los Angeles. Yeah, they're not like communities.
It's not like Millwoods.
They are, yeah, corporated not, cities.
Not like, well, it's like Arizona and like Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like Scottsdale, Tempe, stuff like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it really is. It's a vast, vast region.
Everything takes so long to get to. I know. LA, that's...
What's the tough part about like wanting to go like sightseeing? Like I would have liked to go see like the bougie areas of Hollywood, but like it's a bitch to get out there.
That's your day.
Yeah. Your whole day is.
Yeah, like to go to the Sunset Strip or something.
Yeah.
That and then you go up into the hills.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I want to go see Bieber's house.
Yeah. Bieber posted a photo of him.
Yeah, he was crying on Instagram.
It was definitely about the Leafs, right?
Maybe he needs a hug.
Oh, I didn't even consider that.
Yes, fans are thinking it's something else, but it has to be about the Leafs.
If he's crying about the Leafs, though, like you need to pull it together.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, that fan base is, they are down bad right now.
They are delicate.
They are really down
bad. They are delicate.
We're going to plug this on every single show we do today, but if you haven't watched Jay Rosehill's rant about the Leafs last night, go find it on the Leafs Nation YouTube page. It is outstanding content.
Yes, so good. About the team and about Mitch Marner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just teed off for probably 10, 12 straight minutes.
He's legitimately pissed.
Throwing nothing but gas, too.
Yeah. Like, I respect how much he is a fan of the team.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. And you know what? Guy played for the Leafs. He knows what's going on in that city, playing that city.
Yeah.
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 He's got the ability to do it. I think that's why people listen to him. But holy shit, did he ever torch Mitch Marner?
Oh, man.
Mitch Marner might be the most polarizing athlete.
I want to get into the argument you two were having earlier.
There is no doubt. Yeah. Well, like, okay, there is no doubt Mitch Marner is not a playoff performer. Has not proven that yet. Cowers in the big moments. But the idea that the Leafs wouldn't be able to get two first-round picks for him if they were to trade him is crazy.
Tyler thinks that the Leafs would get a haul for Mitch Marner.
They would.
And then compared it to the Jack Eichel trade.
Yes.
No.
There are similarities there, Jay.
Two complete different situations.
I'm not, but they got what, 3A or A plus assets?
Someone who has not had a chance to be able to show his playoff upside and someone who has shown you his playoff downside.
Sure. But I still think an organization who needs to get some scoring, Nashville, Buffalo, Seattle, Utah, go down the list.
Yeah, I'm not saying there would be interest in him. I just don't think. A guy making $11.6 million or whatever he's making right now is going to, and you know, is a Houdini's in the playoffs.
But if you're a team that's maybe, well, basically anyone but Toronto, would you not sit there and be like, he could figure it out here? Less pressure here.
Oh,
he's
man.
Not the Ontario boy who needs to come through. I agree. Like, I wouldn't like him on the Oilers, but there are teams out there who would pay a lot for Mitch Marner.
So. Jack Eichel was traded for a first, second, third, Krebs, and Tuck.
Marner would easily get you two firsts. He'd get you two firsts and a second. Get you two firsts.
What
and
do
prospect.
You think, Liam?
I don't know. Like, I kind of with both of you, I think that why would a team want him? Like, I don't think a winning team would want Mitch Marner.
Yeah, so he's got to go to like a bottom team that just wants
but not even,
someone to get 100 points to sell more jerseys.
The Islanders.
The Johnny Goo-Goo approach.
Sure, the Islanders need scoring. They desperately
need
scoring.
They need playoff scoring right now.
The Hurricanes would love a guy like that.
They got Gensel.
I know they do now, but...
I don't know.
He has to go where he's very complimentary. Like, he's like third fiddle.
Player.
He's third fiddle in Toronto. And yeah, you're right. And he does do good in that role. He scores 100 points a year. Or scores at 100-point pace. Has not hit 100 points yet.
I don't know.
Oh.
Do you think he would make the Olympic team?
No.
He's on all those projections, though.
Yeah, but they're all made by people in Toronto.
That probably will now take him off
the
list.
Yeah, now he's off the list. If he was on the Olympic team, he'd be the 13th forward.
It'd be like a PK
and
guy.
And at that point, if you're looking at taking Mitch Marner, why wouldn't you take like a young guy?
Well, he's not going to make the top six, and he's not a bottom six guy.
We are less than a year away from getting to see a Team Canada again, which is wild.
Is this the...
Are we going to have to get... Where is it again?
Olympics? Four Nations Face-Off, Boston, Montreal.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about that one.
Yeah, but it'll still be cool to see the lineup come together from a nerdy hockey perspective.
Yeah, that part I'm excited about. I just... It's not a best-on-best tournament.
No, no. It's...
Olympics is 2026?
Yeah.
What is that one?
Italy.
Oh, yeah, it is. Ooh. Turin.
Yeah.
Back to Milan.
Yeah, Milan.
I go to Milan.
From Milan to Minsk.
And then it's Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Salt Lake City's going to get an Olympics back?
2030. So.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently, that's the rumor, right?
Salt Lake. Well,
let's see if we can figure that out.
Well, I'm asking you.
I rings a bell.
Well, we can't Google it.
We're never going to find out.
We'll never know.
No, we'll never know.
You're not going to get the answer from any Americans asking where it wins the next Winter Olympics.
Yeah, probably
2030.
Not. All right. Hey, 2030. Are we going back to Utah for the Winter Olympics? And they're like, what are you talking about? There's what a Winter Olympics?
Hell? Well, there's actually an Olympics coming here.
Yeah.
In 2028.
Yeah. I love the Olympics.
It's an Olympic summer.
This summer. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. I love the Olympics.
Where's the Olympics this year?
Unfortunately, in Paris.
Yeah, Liam's favorite city.
No need to Google anything about that one. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
All right. Before we keep cruising along and finishing up the episode, we got to step aside for a quick break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Today's episode of Real Life is brought to you by, well, all of our playoff coverage actually is presented by our friends at Boston Pizza. It's been 30 years since a Canadian team has won the Stanley Cup. For some teams, a lot longer. What would it take for Canadian hockey fans to set aside their differences and work together to end this drought? Well, Leafs are on the cusp of being
eliminated. They're free agents.
Their fans are on the verge of becoming playoff free agents.
Yep.
Jets fans are on the verge of becoming playoff free agents.
Welcome aboard, Toronto and Winnipeg. Join us.
I feel like we can get some people from Winnipeg to join us.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to get, and this is funny, we were joking about the Adam Lascaris tweet that's gone kind of viral, where it's like, are the Leafs fun to watch? No. Do they have any players that are fun to root for? No. Are they at least taking steps and giving their fan base hope? No. And I look at the Oilers and I'm like, oh, they are kind of taking steps over the last couple of years, you know? Are they likable? I think the Oilers are very likable. Zach Hyman's a great story. Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl.
You can't hate, like, it's funny. Like, you can't hate McDavid. Like, there's no one that hates him. Where guys like Marner and Matthews, I think, kind of are a little more polarizing.
I think Oilers fans are hard to hate in general. I think
I think a lot of people hate us.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. When the Oilers win the Stanley Cup, I'm going to be insufferable.
I know, but like on the spectrum of Canadian hockey fans, like
with second, third.
No,
yeah, I would say so.
People hate Leafs fans. People hate Habs fans way more than they hate Oilers fans.
Right up there, man.
People hate Canucks fans.
Nobody cares about Ottawa.
No one cares about Calgary.
And no one feels any way.
Oh, there's Nashville.
Oh, Nashville.
The Goose, Nyquist.
Wow, Nashville.
70-point season.
It's a good pickup.
Guy would get a haul.
I'd trade two firsts.
Oh, you guys.
At least he's a good team guy.
You should trade Nyquist for Marner. Who says no?
What would the Nashville Preds. Trade look like? I know I'm trying to think of what Nash would give up. Soros? You do Soros for Marner?
No, it's never going to be like that.
Says who, Liam? Dare to dream.
Every trade ever.
Preds go with Askarov.
And then they'd more likely trade him than they trade Soros.
Two firsts and Askarov for Marner?
One first, Askarov, and some other stuff. Because Askarov is your first equivalent. That's what the argument will
be. That's another first, yeah.
Reed Schaefer, maybe?
Reed on the move again?
Boy, that was... bad drafting by Ken Holland in general in his tenure as Oilers GM, but no one to just kind of say, I'll throw Reed Schaefer in this deal. I think that was good.
It was a bad draft class, too.
Yeah, that's fair. It was,
because he knew Holloway was his dog.
Man, Holloway's playing so well.
So good.
I will readily admit I had doubts about whether or not Knobloch would use him in the playoffs just because I thought he might go in a more veteran-laced lineup, but Hollywood has been nailed so far.
Forechecks like a demon.
Game three, last game, when Evander Kane got hit at center ice, Holloway was in the pile immediately. I love that.
Yeah, no hesitation.
It was none. Like, it was just...
So I like...
It's natural reaction.
I wish we could staple Ryan McLeod to him a little bit.
Get that mindset. If you could combine those two players, that's a hell of a hockey player.
Well, I think,
he has the speed of McLeod.
He's got wheels.
Yeah, he moves well.
Yeah.
So
I always feel like McLeod reads the play and thinks the game very well. There's just a bit of an unwillingness to go to the tough areas.
I think Holloway is quickly emerging to be a fan favorite.
Oh, totally.
And maybe that'll help push McLeod.
Oh, maybe, totally. Get a little like, ooh, I need to do that.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
I see what the kid is doing. I should probably follow suit.
Yeah, that'd be nice if it
and then hopefully build up some confidence and comfort playing, adding those elements to the game. He is big.
He's a tall boy.
Tall boy.
Mm. Yeah. Go ahead.
Or are you saving that for the pregame? Our squad bet from the other night.
Oh, no, we can talk about that now. So we did a squad bet the other night.
Yeah.
Everybody chipped in $20.
Yep.
Put $80 on it. Mm. The legs were?
Oilers to win.
Over 1.5 in the first period. So boom, we got that done real quick. Yep. We had Connor McDavid to score. That was my leg. Boom, got that in the first period. Evander Kane's shot prop. He went on to hit that in the third period. So it was $80 into about $3,200. And the last leg we needed... was our boy Corey Perry to find the back of the net, and he missed a couple of looks.
In the third period, there was one where I was just, it was right there.
It was right there.
After
right
everything there. Had already hit, too, so that would have been the...
Yeah.
The celebration would have went into the next day, the next morning.
We wouldn't have.
So I had some guilt. I let the squad down doing that. So I told the squad, because we're going to do it again tonight, normally my reaction would be to do something extremely conservative, but I'm telling them to not... Listen to me. If I come at them as some conservative, let me still.
Yeah, got chased.
Let me chase the juice.
So, what stands out for us tonight?
I have to look.
Yeah, I got to look too. Also, speaking of which, while you're kind of looking some stuff up, Tyler, how about the pre-game show the other day down here? It was so much fun.
It was a blast.
Pour your own beers.
Pour your own beers. First Draft LA, just a few blocks away from crypto.com. We, put out the flare that we were going to be there, and good number of fellow citizens came, and just funny. It's just interesting to hear kind of where they were coming from, because not everyone was from Edmonton. It was fans that maybe have a connection to Edmonton that live down here, or they live in Colorado or Wyoming. It was kind of super cool to see and hang out with everyone.
Zoe, who joined us on the show, was from Orange County, and that other little fellow, what was his name?
Tristan from Jackson.
Mississippi off
Wyoming.
Wyoming?
There's a Jackson everywhere.
One in every state, they say.
That's Springfield.
Oh, JT Miller. JT. Oh, what a play. Oh.
Is this Springfield in every state?
No, but it's a popular name.
That's why the joke is you never know where the Simpsons live.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Makes sense.
There's also two Portlands in the States.
Portland, Oregon and Portland, Maine?
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah.
It's like the one true London, Ontario.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Or the confusion when people are like, Ontario,
there's Paris, Texas.
Yeah, Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
In Toronto.
And I think in Texas.
And in Texas.
And one in Texas.
And I think there's a Paris in Ontario. Like, in the Upper Canada, Lower Canada days, they were naming a bunch of cities and towns after European. Oh. Like, I believe there's a Berlin.
There's an Edmonton, Kentucky.
There's an Edmonton, Kentucky.
Isn't there an Edmonton, Ontario?
There's an Edmonton in New Brunswick.
That's Edmonton. Right, yes.
Edmonton.
There's Dildo, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Careful.
Beer there.
One of one.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah,
well,
it could be. Beers are great. Shout out
beers
to mainland
are very delicious.
Shout out mainland. Mainland.
We'll have to ask you around about that one.
I've had them.
So okay, so do we have any thoughts about the same gamer today? What we're going to cook up?
I'm going to go.
Evander Kane's shot prop might be a bet I'm going heavy on again.
Oh, I bet. I imagine he's going to be fired up and juiced up to go tonight.
I'm going to go dry points.
Two?
Yes.
Interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Power play stays cooking.
I'm tempted to go over 1.5 power play goals.
Mm.
Okay.
We do have Big Save Dave tonight.
Do you have Big Save Dave?
Yeah, I just I kind of want to go as I'm staring at the Hollywood sign. I just can only think about one person and one person only.
You're going to go Holloway goal?
Holloway goal.
No.
So we didn't learn our lesson from last
I told you guys to not let me learn my lesson.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the juice.
So Drysdale 2 points, Kane shot prop, Holloway goal.
And then Oilers money line.
I got to think about it.
I got to pick one.
Yeah, I'll look. I got to look to see if something jumps, but I'm literally staring at the Hollywood sign right now. How do you not? It's a sign.
It's definitely meant to be.
It is.
It is literally
it's a
sign.
Goddamn sign.
It is a sign.
I know I'm personally going to
go like Oilers over 4.5 goals.
I don't know, man. I made my betting prediction for our Betway challenge on Owen every day.
Yeah.
And I went Oilers over money line and over 5.5. And
yeah.
I only did that just to up the juice on it, but I don't feel great about it. I just, man, LA's going to come out and play. I feel like this is going to be a tighter game.
This is going to be a tight game, I think. I don't think we're going to get a blowout tonight.
Yeah, like this could go to overtime, but I have a feeling it's like a 3-2, 4-2 empty netter type game.
Okay, I could see that. There's just a part of me that thinks, fuck, it'd be nice to see him. If they can get the Big Save Dave, that'd feel nice.
You got to get at him early. I think like a big part of it is going to be shooting early, shoot often.
Yeah, I see that. I feel you on that.
Like crash the net.
Yeah.
Full Hyman mode, everybody.
The power crash, of the crash, first crash. Goal will just deflate everything with the Kings because they're switching the goalie to hope to get a reaction. And if they can, especially if it's like a first shot goal.
Oh.
And I know we're not supposed to be talking about tonight's game, but here we are.
Well, how can we not? We're excited. It's game day. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to go down to the bar and do the pre-game show.
Pour ourselves
jersey up.
We do have to leave right away, hey? 3:35.
Yeah.
We got to be down there in like half an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, giddy up.
Yep.
Should we wrap this bad boy up then?
How long has this been?
35 minutes.
That is a high and tight episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we told everything we wanted to, though.
Did we provide the audience any value?
No, absolutely not.
I think our beach day story was fun.
Tyler loves waves. Confirmed.
I've been doing a fun game where whenever Jay isn't looking, I flip him off behind his back.
Yeah, this is a weird game, but sure.
He got you back, though.
He did get me back.
Yeah.
He could feel it.
Yeah, and it was very upsetting.
It was Bert. Yeah,
I thought maybe for a bit last night you were actually mad at me for it.
I never saw it.
He was very confused.
Well,
by
I confessed. I came clean.
You did confess.
You were a different person
time.
Last night.
You're like a young boy.
Yeah, you were just full of mischief.
That's yeah, all.
Like the need to want to do that.
The childish wonder was back in my life. The
childish wonder.
For yeah, no, it's good to kind of just.
It's good to just, you know, that's how you can tell I'm relaxed.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You were very
relaxed. Usually tell everyone to fuck off.
Yeah, usually I'm real uptight.
Yep.
That's how he knows he's relaxed. He becomes really mean.
One of the last things before we went to bed last night was Tyler going, Jay, I confess that every time you've been turning around, I've been flipping you off.
And then you fell asleep for an hour and woke up, and I was like, Jay, I'm still flipping you off and you're sleeping.
And then you just be like, he was just like, why are you doing that? He goes, I don't know, man. Got to do it. Straight up.
Straight up. So I think we gave the audience value is my point.
Yeah.
Par three story's good. Cranky old man. That was all right.
There was a loose duck that they were trying to trap.
Yeah that was great.
I was one with the earth.
Yeah, you just walk barefoot.
Player barefoot.
I posted a bunch of foot content on my Instagram that day. Two pictures of Jay's feet, one of mine.
BM and I went to go take a leak, but we had a walk through. Well, we didn't know.
Bog.
Yeah, bog.
Might have been shit.
Bog
could have been a septic field.
Ooh, gross.
We trudged through. I made one step and I was like, I have made an egregious error.
I did not think my feet were going to come out of there looking like that, but that's why we had to go to the ocean.
Had to be done.
Yeah.
I had to cleanse them with that salt water. Ice cold.
Oh, very cold.
It was very refreshing.
I can't believe the people. Like, it was not that hot there. And usually when you go to places like this and it's, you know, low 20s, mid 20s, like the locals are very like, whoop, wear your sweaters and all that. But the locals were jumping in the ice water.
Yeah, I was surprised how many people were actually swimming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Soros.
Oh.
I also think surfing's super cool.
I know. I really want to learn. I want to go to like an adult beginner surf camp.
That exists, right?
I know it does.
Yeah.
With a bunch of other shitty.
I did one in Australia, but it was weird because you run a, for beginners, they put you on a board so long, it's almost impossible to fall off it.
Yeah.
So I did okay, but then going down to like a just disaster.
I like the boards, like the pros, they're so short and small.
Yeah. The timing is very, very difficult, even though you think it would be super hard.
Great exercise.
Swimming is great exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Liam, you gonna fall asleep?
I might have a quick five.
Well, you have about 3 minutes.
Quick three?
Sure, yeah. We gotta go.
All right. Well, that's a wrap. Before we do actually wrap this up, got to give some love to our friends over at Duraguard. Duraguard Fence Limited. They are your trusted professional fence company, and they can do it all. You can count on Duraguard Fence for all your fencing needs in Alberta. They've been at it for more than 37 years. They offer manufacturing, installing, repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. Duraguard Fence, your one-stop shop for over 37 years. Chain link, wood, vinyl, ornamental fencing. Find out more about everything they can do for you by going to duraguardfence.ca. We're going to go live with a little pregame show in about an hour and a half as well. And then we are heading back home tomorrow, hopefully, with the Oilers up 3-1 in the series, gentlemen. Right? Hopefully.
I believe.
Go Oilers.
I believe.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.